Hi, I'm Saru Salvi, and I'm running for the Orange County Board of Education. Education in my family is really important. My great-grandmother was denied an education because she was enslaved until the age of 12. My grandmother, she was immensely proud of her high school diploma, and it hung on her wall in this gold frame. The top three issues my campaign is built on is making sure that every child reaches their full potential. We have gotten to the point where all the schools in Orange County met or exceeded growth, but doing that only means we're treading water. So if a student is behind to begin with, if they meet or exceed growth, they still have not necessarily reached grade level. Proficiency is extremely important. Even though our graduation rates have gone up, does that mean that they're ready for the world out there? I feel we're in crisis mode, and we need to ask the community, grandparents, parents, businesses, anybody who feels that they can help come and volunteer and tutor students. I'd like to see tutoring programs in community centers so that on weekends, the kids can get the help they need. The other thing is to be able to attract the parents back to the public school system, away from the charter schools and voucher systems. Those are taking money away from the school department. We need to look for creative ways within our community to help move forward and make sure all of our students are ready for their future. I think I'm set apart from the other candidates because of the way I grew up. I did grow up in a middle-class family. My mother was an RN, my father was a social worker, and he would give out our phone number so the patients could call him and say things like, "I'm sitting next to an open window. I think I'm going to jump out." And he'd say, "Well, why don't you wait till I get there?" And he'd just run out in the middle of the night and go and counsel them. I was a single mom of two children, divorced, living in public housing. My kids still talk about the powdered milk, the government cheese. But because of that, I see things in a different way. I've been in many of our parents' shoes, and I understand the frustration of trying to raise children up out of the low-income bracket, and education is the way to do that. I'm very proud of the current board and how they've handled the growth of our schools. I think they've done a good job, but that's just the beginning. I don't think they see things quite the way I do. They know that we're in a crisis mode, but they keep talking about finance. How are they going to get money? I'm not going that way. I'm looking at solutions. That's why I look at the community centers, the churches. How can we help these students succeed without spending more money? And if parents whose students are in charter schools or private school, they see the community coming together, supporting the school department, seeing success, maybe they'll come back and bring those dollars back to the public school. With the affordability challenges that we have today, I am on the Board of Equity and Review, which reviews the appeals of reevaluation of people's homes. Everyone was shocked at how the price of their home had gone up. I have seen people who are going to lose their houses that have been in their family for generations, and this is really a shame. I see the schools as a central place. Facing affordability is a huge challenge. The schools play a pivotal role in many families' lives. They can offer the only meals that a child has, breakfast and lunch. The public schools supply transportation to students so they can learn and develop and help bring their families out of poverty. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to see a person who will do everything they can to help students succeed, someone who will not let their children get lost in the shuffle.